It's down to you.
Your gift right now helps WBEZ unlock an extra $85,000. Support WBEZ's essential stories about politics, our economy, and Chicagoland's arts and culture scene, and your gift will be worth even more.
If 1,500 people donate by 7 p.m. on June 23rd, WBEZ will earn this $85,000 from two anonymous donors.
So please hurry. Give at WBEZ.org/donate. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama are back home in Chicago. They're here for the Obama Presidential Center's official grand opening this week. They're not just sitting around until then. The couple toured the campus and saw the completed museum exhibits. The Obama Foundation shared scenes from the president's visit, including a trip to the center's playground.
I don't know that we have an underwater sea castle, but that sounds pretty cool too.
The grand opening celebration is Thursday. The campus will open to the public on Friday, Juneteenth. The head of the team that steers arts and culture programming in Chicago says she wants to create more career paths for young creatives. Kenya Merritt is commissioner of the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, DCASE, and tells our Say More program she wants to explore more film production opportunities in Chicago as a way to generate jobs.
We've partnered with After School Matters around a filmmaking program. As we think about like The Bear and all of the Chicago episodes, PD, Fire, Med, we want our young people to acquire those roles.
Merritt also says she's working on guidelines for fair compensation and benefits for local artists. A report from the Chicago Arts Census in May says about 60% of arts workers in the city earn less than $40,000 a year. The Chicago Bulls are reportedly hiring Tiago Splitter to be their new head coach. My colleague Noah Jennings reports Splitter spent the bulk of last season as interim head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. And under Splitter's watch, the Trailblazers made a surprise run to the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. This is the first major move for Bulls' new executive vice president, Bryson Graham. And Roosevelt University graduate student Job Barbosa has now run every street in Chicago. After 10 pairs of running shoes going through snowy and extremely hot days, Job crossed the finish line yesterday with more than 500 people all wearing the Chicago flag at Buckingham Fountain. James Barbosa says he was coming to town for his brother's final run, regardless of whether people showed up or not.
What he's done for the city, he's shown his love and his kindness, and in the same way he's received this. And we can see that today, which is phenomenal. And I appreciate everyone for coming out and supporting my brother. It was an amazing experience.
Job says he's realized his journey through Chicago's neighborhoods was mainly about meeting new people and exploring different parts of the city. And he says he's running the Chicago Marathon in October. You're listening to The Rundown. The head of Chicago Public Schools was thrust onto the national stage last week. The U.S. House Education Committee forced her to testify. Superintendent Macklin King faced tough questions about Chicago Public Schools' policies on trans students. And my colleague Sarah Karp was there.
Before the hearing outside the Capitol, a group of Chicago parents, students, and teachers gathered. They had traveled 12 hours on a bus to be in D.C. They were fired up. Mary Kay Devine has a trans daughter. The district's policies made her daughter's education safe and joyful.
Congress should be addressing the real issues instead of trying to erase my child's very existence.
That's it.
Leave our schools and our families alone. Congress, do your job, and I'll do mine.
But inside the packed committee room, King was reserved as she sat next to two other superintendents. Her approach? She'd be measured and stick to her talking points. She only took over the helm of CPS a year ago. She's a former principal, and this is her first high-profile job. But Republicans blasted CPS, going after obscure parts of CPS's sex ed curriculum and policies that support trans students. Some use language that doesn't recognize transgender people at all.
Chicago's policy even allows biological males on a case-by-case basis to sleep with biological females on overnight field trips. If I was a parent, I'd consider suing for child abuse and neglect.
Your fifth grade material includes an objective for students to explain what puberty blocker medications are. Fifth grade seems pretty young. That's 10 years old.
The only Illinois representative on the committee, Mary Miller, asks some of the most pointed questions. Miller represents the southeastern part of the state. She focused on the idea that CPS lets students change their name to correspond with their gender identity without necessarily informing parents. CPS, like many places, sees this as respecting the student's privacy.
Parents are unfortunately the last to know when there's creepy things done like this in the schools. When will CPS come into compliance with President Trump's order and stop teaching hypersexualized curriculum?
Well, King had an answer for that.
CPS is in compliance with all local, state, and binding federal law.
King repeated that refrain to many questions. Unlike the other superintendents on the panel, she didn't explicitly defend CPS policies. She didn't say they created an environment where trans students can learn and that parents in Chicago, for the most part, aren't upset by them. She didn't even point out when congresspeople were just wrong. CPS does not promote abortion, nor does it teach fifth graders about puberty blockers or pass out condoms to 10-year-olds. After the hearing, King left quickly, not talking to reporters at all. Chicago parent Tierra Pearson was in the hearing room. She was surprised by many of the questions.
It was a lot that I was just like, OMG, where did this come from?
But she thought King did a good job.
She didn't get wrapped up into the whole political thing. She's just like, listen, we're here to highlight the good work that we're doing, the strides that we're making for our students, and just talking about the positive things.
Some Democratic congresspeople also seemed to think that was wise. They bashed their Republican colleagues for focusing on cultural wars when school districts are grappling with budget deficits and high absenteeism. But this is not the last word. The Trump administration is investigating CPS over these policies, and the committee chair warned that any increased education funding could be withheld from school districts that don't, quote, teach young people the truth about gender. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.
Weather, cloudy and comfortable today, high in the mid-70s, partly cloudy tonight, a low near 60, and we're expecting showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday, tomorrow's high in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.